Okay. Today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Chalash. Rabba Bar Bar Chana got sick. Rabba Bar Bar Chana is the one who held that we're not afraid, we're not choshesh, that we're going to, or, yeah, that we're not choshesh, that once the Edim learn Lashma, that we're not choshesh, maybe it'll go back to its old, that they'll forget, there'll become a time where they'll forget. We're not choshesh for that. And that'll come up in a few minutes. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana cholash. Rabba Bar Bar Chana got sick. Ola gabe Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabba l'shulebe. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba came to visit him. Some change Rabba to someone else. Some say the Rabbanan. Okay. Boyminei, and they asked him the following question. Shnaim sheheviu get b'medina sayam. If two people bring a get from medina sayam, srichin sheyam b'funeinu nechtav b'funeinu nechtam, o ein srichin. Do you have to say b'funeinu nechtav or not? Two people came. So amalehem, he told them, ein srichin. Not necessary. You know why? Ma ilu yam b'funeinu girsha. What if they would have said? We saw this divorce happen. Right? Mi lo mehemna? Wouldn't they have been believed? What do they have to say in front of Echta for? They're two. We saw this get happen. We saw the transfer. So we have to say in front of Echta? That's what he said. So, first of all, the Ben Yoyada says two amazing things. First, he says that something we've said in the past, that, you know, many times we'll say something like, so and so and so and so, we're walking in the market buying stuff for his daughter's wedding. Right, the Gemara will say that. And he asked him the following question. And just to let you know that even when they were doing ordinary things, like buying food in the marketplace, at the supermarket, or coming to Bibiga Cholim, Torah's on their minds. Right? No matter where it is, Torah's on their minds. That's first of all. Ben Yehuda says something amazing. He quotes from the Bnei Yisachar that it's a segula for a refuah to talk about things that are kal v'chomers. Which is, this is like a kal v'chomer. If they would have said, they don't have to say b'funeinu nechtav because they could have said something even much better. They could say, we saw this divorce happen. We're Edim. We're two. So he says, the Bnei Yisachar says it's a refuah to get the conversation in that direction. Why? Because it says by Miriam, Kel na refuah na Allah. It says by Miriam, right? Kel na refuah na Allah. Moshe davened, please save Miriam. And what does it say there in the pasuk? It says, Hashem answered him, "Vaviha yarok yirak b'faneha lo tikolim shivas yamim." If you'd spit, shouldn't you be locked up for 7 days? That's for a parent. I'm Hashem, so shouldn't it be even more than 7 days? And Rashi there says, we know that we have a rule by kal v'chomers, we don't extend the kal v'chomer more than its source. So that's why Miriam was locked up for 7 days. Says the Bnei Yisachar, that's one of the kal v'chomers in the Torah. Remember, there's like 11 kal v'chomers in the Torah? That's one of them. One of the kal v'chomers in the Torah, and it's about refuah. So you see that somehow, in some mystical level, refuah, kal v'chomer is a segula for refuah. That's why they got the conversation talking about. That's why they asked him Dafka this question. They wanted to visit him, they have to ask him anything under the sun. No, they asked him Dafka this, to get the kal v'chomer out of him, that it should be a refuah. Okay, that is, I admit, that's not Pashut Pshat in this Gemara at all, but how could I not say that? Now, next. Stop that. This. Next. Adahachi, while this is going on, Asa Ahahu Chavra. A certain Chavra comes. Well, who's a Chavra? Rashi says it's a Parsi, a Persian. Tosfos says it cannot be a Persian because there are Gemaras that prove that the Chavrim and the Parsiim were two distinct nations. So Tosfos says it must be people that either they lived in Persia, they conquered Persia, a different nation. Anyway, such a guy came. Shakle l'shraga mikamayhu. He took the torch out of the house. Why did he do that? So we've said this a few times because the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana lived in a time of wherever he lived, in Babylonia or Babel, where they were ruled by The religion of the day was they were, it's called Zoroastrianism. They followed the teachings of Zoroaster. He did not allow, that religion did not allow any light in any home except in the temple on the day of their holidays. And since this was the day of their holidays, they couldn't have a candle lit. So this guy, one of these adherents to the religion, came in to take away the candle. Okay? That doesn't have anything to do with the Gemara. That's just the background. Anyway, he was upset about it because he has no more light in the house. So Amar Rachmana, oh Betulah, Hashem, either put us in your shadow, oh Betulah Devar Esav, or put us in Esav's shadow, not in these Persians. Why? We'll say in a minute. But the Ksav Sofer has an unbelievable word over here. Why did Rabbi Rabbi Chana get upset? Why did Rabbi Rabbi Chana get upset? Because he couldn't learn. He can't learn in the dark. It's very difficult. Right? Couldn't learn in the dark. So he got upset. He says, Hashem, either on your shadow or Esav's shadow, not the Persians. So the Ksav Sofer says that this was a hint that Rabbi Rabbi Chana's Shita was incorrect. What was Rabbi Chana Shita? Rabbi Chana held that there's no gezeiro, there's no cheshash, shema yagza davalikul kulo, that it might revert back to a time where there's no, where people are not nizer in lishma. How could he say such a thing? Took the candle away. There's gezeiros, there's pogroms, there's all sorts of trials being in Galus. How can he be so confident? That's what Tzav Sofer says. Anyway, so lememra, do you mean to tell me, should be de Romoi, the Romans, de Romoi ma'alu mi parsoi, that being under the rule of the Romans is better than the Persians? You know why it's better? Because the Ram Shif explains, because only under the Romans do we have Yitzchak Avinu's rule, where he said, vayihi kasher tarid. Our lot being under the gullus of Rome is all dependent on us. If we are no good, then that gives Rome the right to rise above us. But if we're good, right? What does the pasuk go? V'haya farakta. What does the pasuk say? Right. Farakta all over outside of Rome. If we're good, then we can take the yoke of Esav and throw it off us. Only by Esav is there such a tenai like that. Every other nation, look, why things happen, we don't know. Why we're in Gaulis, we don't know. Well, we do know, but why it has to last so long and all the pratim, we don't really know. So the details we never know. But we do know that when it comes to the details of Esav, it's in our hands. It's much better. It's in our hands. I'd rather be under Rome. That's not, the push-up shot is because the Romans leave us alone more. That's a debatable point, but that's the push-up shot. That's why he said it. So the Gemara says, do you mean to tell me that the Romans are better? What does it mean when it says, Elokim haven darka? Hashem knows the way. He knows where the Torah belongs. He knows the best place where Torah could thrive. He knew that we'd never be able to withstand the decrees of the Romans. Therefore, Amad Vihigla Osam Labavel. Therefore, he sent us to Bavel. This is the first Beis HaMikdash. And there was no Rome, really, in the first Beis HaMikdash. The Empire of Rome didn't exist then. But on some level, Hashem really knew that even though there are many nations to send us to, Bavel would be the best one for us. There's a Gzeir, there has to be a Chorban, fine. There has to be a Galus, fine. But at least send it to a country that's fine. So the Gemara answer is Lo Kasha. It's not a kasha to tell me that Bavel is the best, or that Rome is the best, or Persia. Lo kasha, ha makame dinitzil chaver la Bavel. Yes, Bavel's better before the chaverim came there. Ha labasa da asu chaver la Bavel. Once the chaverim came there, and then, as the Mefarshim explained, the Persians were the ones that defeated Bavel, right? That's part of the Purim story, that the Persians overthrew Bavel. Then it's much worse. Then Rome is even better. As we said before, the gullus of Rome is all dependent on us. Okay. Now back to Gittin. That's it. That's all the Agadah for the rest of the day. Now we're back to Gittin. We have some heavy Gittin coming up in the bottom of the Amid. Now, Echad Omer Befonei Nechtav, Ushnayim Omer Befonei Nechtam, Kosher. This is mamash, a repeat of yesterday. If one says Befonei Nechtav, and two say Befonei Nechtam, it's Kosher. So Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Yochanan, Lo Shano Ella Shaget Yotze Mitachas Yidei Eid Ksiva. That's only true if one person, if the same person that said he saw the writing, Fonen Echtav, he's also the Shliach. Why? Because Eid Ksiva Denasu Kishnayim Alze Ukishnayim Alze. Because he's considered two witnesses. Because as we said earlier in the Masechta, when one aid comes and says Befonei Nechtav, he has the din of two. We'll believe him like two. Why? Because of Iguna. So he has two on the Ksiva, two on the Chasima, we'll matter it. But Avo Mitachas Yidei Eide Chasima, but if the people that are bringing it, the Shliach is also the Eide Chasima, so who's the Eide Ksiva? Who's the Eide Ksiva? Some guy. By the way, I was in the room when he wrote that. He did write it l'shma before an echtav, but he wasn't appointed to be the shliach. So there's no such rule like that. He could say we don't care, right? Puzzle, it's puzzle. Why? Because nobody's saying before an echtav. This guy saying it. Who's he? He wasn't appointed to be the shliach. This whole hector is only by a shliach, not by some guy in the room. So we don't allow it. Puzzle. There's nobody saying before an echtav. As we said yesterday, either because there's a lishma problem, or because we don't want it to mix up with other shtaros. Whatever the reason is, we're not going to accept this. Alma, what do you see from here? Kosovar, shnayim sheviu get me medina sayam. If two people bring a get, srichin sheyam b'faneinu nechtav u'b'faneinu nechtam. They have to say. Amalei Rav Asi, if that's true, elameata. But Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, says, Diktani, Shnayim Omer, this is the reverse case, Shnayim Omer b'fonenu nechtav. Now two say b'fonenu nechtav, ve'echad Omer b'fonenu nechtam. So the Tanakhama said, Posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Va'filu get yotze mitachas yidei shneim posli Rabbanon. Will the Rabbanon posel even if two come? Amrilei in? Yes, they will. Now, hold on for two more minutes. Zimnin Ashkeche de Yosef. Sometimes he found Rav Ami there sitting around. The Ka'amar, da filu get Yotze mitachas de Eide Chasima. Kosher. He said the exact opposite shita, that if two key people bring it, and they're Eide Chasima, it's kosher. Alma kasavar shlaim sheviu get Mavidin Sayam, ein tzirin sheyomer foneno nechtam, foneno nechtam. They don't have to. Why? Because you have two Eide Chasima. Aye, what about Eide Ksiva? So we're going to say, after it's Acha Shalomdu, and they didn't hold of the Gzeir Hashem Yach double local kula. Amar Le Rav Asi Elameata Reishit Diktoni Shneim Om Fanei Nechtav Veichad Om Fanei Nechtam Pasul. What about the first case where there are only two Eidei Ksiva and one Eidei Chasima? It's Pasul. Rabbi Huda Machshir. Rabbi Huda says no, it's fine. Taima the Eina Get Yotzei B'Tachas Eidei Shneim, because there aren't two people. Ha Get Yotzei B'Tachas Eidei Shneim Machshir Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would say it's good. Amrilei in. He said, yes, I'd say it's good. But wait a minute. 5 lines ago, Vazin and Lomar Lomachi. But you didn't say that 5 lines ago. 5 lines ago, he said, it's no good. So the Gemara says, Amrilei, yes, you're right. Yasin he shalot himot. You're right. Now, it's like a peg that's not going to move. In other words, the Gemara explains, sometimes you stick a nail in the wall, it's not in the right spot, really. It's too shaky. You take it out, reinsert it. So too over here. Yes, I was trying different svaras. I had one svara. I realized it's no good. I took it out. I put a different svara. This svara is not going to move. I'm not budging on this svara. This svara is rock solid, and therefore, I agree. I did change my mind, but I'm not going to change my mind again. This is how I hold. Fine. Next, here we go. He holds in the end that you do not have, if two people bring it, you don't have to say before an echta. I don't think it makes a difference if it's two edik sivo already. Eidei Chasima, for sure not. What if it's two Eidei Ksiva and no, and only one Eidei Chasima? That I don't know.
What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah said that one case was good. If it's two Eidei Chasima, it's good. If it's two Eidei Ksiva, it's no good. That's what the Mishnah said. Right.
Two bring it.
Right. Okay, next, Mishnah. Nechtav Bayom v'nechtam bayom. If it's written by day, and if it's signed by day, or balayla, if it's written at night, v'nechtam balayla, and it's signed the same night, or balayla, if it's signed at night, v'nechtam bayom. I'm sorry, balayla, it's written at night, v'nechtam bayom, and then it is written, it's signed the next morning. We follow the night. So if it's written at night and it's signed the next day, that's the same day. It's the same day. The answer is kosher. All that is kosher. There is a discussion about not giving a get at night. That's not in the Gemara anywhere. This is the closest you're going to get to that din. And here it's fine. I believe that it's either a minhag or it's a later enactment. There's no getting at night. Now, we'll see in a minute what Reb Chaim says. One second, let's finish the Mishnah. But, bayom, if the get is written by day, v'nechtam balayla, and it's signed later that night, pasul, it's no good. Why? It's a different day. Reb Shimon machshir, Reb Shimon says it is good. It is good, it's fine. Shehai Reb Shimon omer, Reb Shimon said, kol gitin shenechtavu bayom, any get written by get here, he means any document. Any document, whether it's a loan or a gift, that's written by day and signed by night, is v'nechtu malayla is pesulin, chutz migitei nashim, except for a get. Why? Because you can play around. If I write a thing today that I owe you $100, and it's not signed till tomorrow, then what happens in that intervening day? If I bought other fields, can you take them away from them? Right? When does the lien begin? When does the lien begin? So if it's written today and signed tomorrow, we don't know when to begin the lien. So therefore, it's no good. But by a get goes back to the day that the marriage took place. Any ksuva, any lien, goes back to the day of the marriage, not the day of the divorce. So who cares when it's signed? It makes no difference. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Now, the Gemara asks an unbelievable question. Itmar, why did we establish a date on a get? Why is there a date on a get? Now, from our Mishnah, there's no raya that you have to have a date on a get. All it says in the Mishnah is that you can't have the wrong date on a get. That's all the Mishnah says. You can't have it signed today, written today and signed tomorrow. That you can't have. If you write it today and sign it tomorrow, the Mishnah said it's no good. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. If you write it today and sign it tomorrow, it's a puzzle.
It must be Isman.
What?
No,
maybe it doesn't have to be Isman. The Ran asked this question. Maybe it doesn't have to be Isman. It just can't be the wrong Isman.
Maybe the Mishnah
what? What do you mean? Exactly. So you make the question even stronger. So who said anything about Isman?
How can it be possible if there's no Zman?
Midaraisa, you don't need Zman. Midaraisa, you don't have Zman. You don't have to have Chav Dal Tammuz. You don't have to write that. You don't have to write that.
I mean, maybe you can have no Zman, but you can have Zman and you sign it the next day. That's the only time when you
pass. Exactly, that's what the Mishnah says. But the Ran says we have a Mishnah later on, which we're going to talk about on Amud Beis, which we're going to bring up on Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says if you don't write Zman, it's puzzle. But any children that get married are not Mamzerim. If a woman remarries and has more children, those children are not mamzerim. Why? Because midaraisa, it's a good get. Because it's a tekanas derabanan to have his man. Why? We're going to see right now. So the Gemara is just saying, the Ran says, the Gemara is just sticking this question here, because we mentioned his man, even though there's no raya from this Mishnah that you have to have his man. But it does come up later, and pay something, and the Gemara mentions it here, because his man is already raised.
So I have two zman, like
the... Oh, we're going to get to that. 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 It's a big machlokas. Now, the Reb Chaim says, wait a minute. We don't accept Eidos at night. Fine, if you write it at night and sign it at night, the commission has a good get. But we don't accept Eidos at night. So what do you mean it's a good get? It's a good get in terms of Hilchas Gittin. It should be a bad get in terms of Hilchas Eidos. What? We don't accept Eidos at night. Bezin closes at Shkia.
Right,
so therefore, how could this be? What do you mean? It was written at night and signed at night.
Yeah,
But he signed it at night. I'm signing it. This is a good get. I'm signing my name at night. The Mishnah said, if you write it at night and sign it at night, it's good. Fine, it's good for Hilchos Gittin. In terms of Zmanim, we're going to see in a minute why you have to have a Zman on a get. Fine. But what about Hilchos Eitus? So Reb Chaim says, it's a big Chiddush, but we're going to see that the principle is going to carry over the rest of the daf, that signing a get is not Eitus. Signing a get is not Eitus. What is it? If it's not Eitus, what is it? You're an aid. Yes, you're an aid, but it's not aid. It's not Kabbalah's Eitus. It's not Kabbalah's Eitus. That's a key distinction. Signing a get is not Kabbalah's Eitus. What is it? He says that signatures on a shtar are already nasa kemishin nechkura v'edusim bebezin. They're already scrutinized. They've already been scrutinized. That's what we said already. When you sign a get, it's already scrutinized. Why? Because for iguna purposes, or again, because when someone signs on a get, the signing itself signing itself is the edus. It's not really edus. It's very important to realize it's not really edus. We're going to have that principle is going to carry over because we're going to have bomb questions in a few minutes.
What?
It's not Kabbalah's edus. There's no such thing as Kabbalah's edus Belaila. Two witnesses can't come and say at Belaila, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, Reuven owes Shimon $100. We won't accept that at night. Why not? Other reasons. Right, why not? There's other reasons why we don't have Bezin at night. But there's not Kabbalah's edus. You'll see later on, give it like a half an hour, less than a half hour, why we're saying this. You'll see that this rule, you're not going to have a question in by the time the end of this year. So let's just hold on. Now, why do you write it? So Itmar. But they're not tickets, man, the get. Why do you write Zman on the get? It's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Mishon Basachoso. Rabbi Yochanan says, because you married your niece. Right? You married your niece, and she's a relative. And what did she do? She did a very not nice thing. She had a relationship with another man. And that is an Isser, which is Chayiv, the death penalty. But after all, she's your relative. So you don't want to get the death penalty. So what will you do? You'll give her a get. Unsigned. Undated. Undated get. And there's going to be a knock on her door. She's going to be summoned to Beis Din. And there's going to be two Adim that are going to say, you know, we saw you have a relationship with another man. That's adultery. That's Chayav Misa. She's going to say, wait a minute, I was divorced. Here's my get. I was a Penuya. I wasn't married at the time. I have a get. Because this is a Chashash, this might happen. You have to sign. No, you have to date the get. So she can't play any funny business. You hear this? This is the reason that we're passing why you have to have a get signed. The other reason is not going to be a reason. The Rambam said this is the reason. The Torah says this is the reason. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes. He doesn't give a reason, but the Beis Shmuel says this is the reason. Because Basach Oso. Or any other relative. Or any person that you like. But Mistama, if you have a wife who's not related to you, she's not your brother's daughter, and she goes ahead and has adultery, you're not going to be so interested in finding a way for her to stay alive. You might not be so interested. But if it's your relative, you might be interested. Okay, so she had a taiva. What can I do about it? Right? I don't want her to die. Maybe you're right. Even any woman, you don't want her to die. So what do? You give her a divorce, but you won't date it. And then when they come knocking on the door to take her to the Din Torah for Lo Sidov, She has an out. She'll say, I was divorced already. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Omer, Mishum Peiros. Rish Lakish says, no. Nothing to do with that. What's going to happen? The halacha is that when a woman gets married, she brings certain Peiros into the marriage. The husband's allowed to use those Peiros. So what's going to happen? He already thought a long time of divorcing her. He might have even divorced her already. But he didn't date the get. So he's going to keep on selling her fields. He's going to keep on selling her produce. She's going to come running to Beis Din. What's he doing? We're not married anymore. We're divorced. So Beis Din's going to say, yeah, but when did you get divorced? We don't know. There's no date on that divorce. We have no idea when this divorce happened. Therefore, to prevent the husband from taking her money, we'll put a date on it so we don't know when it happened. Okay, those are the two reasons. Either because of the Bas HaChoso or because of the Peiros. Okay, so far so good? Okay, here we go. Now, Tosfos asked the following question. Why isn't the reason to date a get to know when the husband has to stop supporting his wife?
An obvious reason?
When do I no longer have to support you? You don't have to support your wife who's not married, not your wife anymore. She's not your wife anymore. You don't have to support her. Is that a good reason to know when, right? He'll say, by the way, I'm not supporting you now. She'll say, what are you talking about? We're not divorced yet. What do you mean? I gave you a get. Yeah, but there's no date on that get. So there could be a din Torah about that. So to stop that din Torah, let's have a date on a get. That's not what the Gemara says. Nobody says that. So Tosfos says, how come nobody says that? So Tosfos' answer is a wild answer. Tosfos says, because she has a migul. She could say, believe me that the date of the get is whatever date she says, because otherwise I could have a better taina. I could say we're not even divorced. I have a migu. Believe me that I'm telling you the truth about the date of the get, because if I wanted, I could tell you a lie. What can I say? We're never divorced. I'll take my get and I'll hide it. You hear this? So since I could have a better taina, and I could say we're not even divorced, and you have to support me even now, right? Believe me that the date of the divorce is on such and such a date. That's what Tosfos says. The Mor Doror, one of the Achronim, asked, but wait a minute. Weren't people watching this divorce happen? Weren't there Edim Asira? We hold Edim Asira Karsi. So weren't there Edim Asira? What do you mean she's going to say we never got divorced? But people were in the room, no? How kind of amigo is that? So he comes up with an answer. He says there's certain cases where Amigu will beat Edom. We have to figure out why that should be. How can Amigu beat Edom? Amigu means, believe me that I am telling you the truth, because if I wanted a lie, I have a better lie. My better lie is, we're not even divorced. How could that lie get to first base? It's Edom that saw this divorce happen. So there are certain cases, sometimes some say, if the Amigu would be believed without Edom, let's say there would be no Edom, and how there would be a divorce without Edom. And I thought it was a very good question. And the answer is okay, but the question on the answer is a very good question. How can a migul beat Edom? Right, the divorce is over the phone. See, think, because there could be case. So if you could find a case, where the migul would work without Edom, then the Mor Doror says that low plug, the migul always works. That's what he says. If you ever could find a case where the migul would work without Edom, then even if there's Edom and the migul is ridiculous, low plug, it'll still work. So you have to find such a case. Now, Pnei Yeshua asks a bomb question. He says, I have a reason why you have to have Edom on a get, a zman on a get. You know why you have to have zman on a get? Because Edom have to give testimony about when this get happened. When you ask the Edom questions, Drisha and Chakira, one of the questions is the zman. Otherwise, it's Edus Iyatiyacha Lahazima. You can't make this Edus into Edzomim. And if you can't make Edus into Edzomim, it's not Edus. So of course you have to have a zman on a get. Otherwise, there's no Edus. When does this event happen? I don't know. Right? You have to give the opportunity for two people to come and say, Imanu Hoyisem, you were with us in Chicago. Without that, it's not Edus. That's exactly the answer. Wait, we're getting to the answer. That's the question. The question is, of course there has to be Zman. Without Zman, it's not Edus. And if it's not Edus, you can't make it into Zomim. And if you can't make it into Zomim, it's not Edus. The whole thing is nothing. Every get in the world should have to have Zman. How can it be even in a Torah there's no Zman? How can that be? Right? That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. Pnei Yeshua answers, this is not Edus. What is it? It's just a Gili Milsa. His proof is, we don't hold Edi Chasima Karsi. We hold Edi Mesira Karsi. The people that sign that get, all they do is sign the get. All they do is sign it. They don't have anything to do with anything else about the... All it says is, I'm divorcing you. And they sign it. What are they signing for? They're signing... What are they signing for? Why are Edom signing on a get? We hold Edi Mesira Karsi. The giving, the transfer of the get from the husband to the wife, that's what makes a divorce happen. So they're in the room, they know what date that is. Why you have signing? Why do we have Aiden sign a get? That's a good question. Maybe for Lashma? Maybe for Lashma reasons? They don't do it, man. They're not signing. There's no Aedus here. The only thing they're signing is that he, maybe Lashma, I don't know, what are they signing for? It's a good question now. Why is Aedim on a get? If we hold Aedim as the Rekarsi. So the Pnei Yeshua says, it's not a question. It's not Aedus. Like Reb Chaim said, it's not Aedus. What is it? It's just a Gili Milsa. What for? Maybe for Lashma, maybe for Aedim Mutsu Mekaimo, even though that might not apply in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, but still, no one should ever say they get the forgery, so we have two signatures on it. Fine, it's all very good. It's not Aedus. That's one answer the Pnei Yeshua says. He brings a proof. The proof is the Rambam says that there's no such thing as written Eidos. He can't write down Eidos. Eidos must be bepeh. He says that's why a get is written from the point of view of the Baal. Normally, when you have a loan document, the Eidim are the ones talking. We saw Reuven lend Shimon $100. That's not how a get is written. A get is written, I, husband, am hereby divorcing wife. If the signatures, right? Now you have two people sign that. What are they signing? Because it's not Eidos. Eidos can't be Valpeh. Eidos can't be Bepsat. It must be Bepeh. By the fact that there's Eidim signing on it, that's not Bepsat. Normally, whenever there's a loan document, you need two Eidim to come. I signed it, and you have to have Eidos Bepeh. Now that's a Machlokas, the Ramban argues on him, but the Rambam still says what he says, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua says it's not Eidos. Yes, they're Eidim. They have to. They can't be relatives. They can't be gamblers and all. They can't be avaryonim and all those things. They're all true, but it doesn't have the din of Aegis. What is it? It's just a gili milsa. That's that. Now, the Kso says, it's very similar. The Noda Yehuda says the same thing, that when Aedim sign, that is the Haggadah's Aegis. What are you questioning them about? What are you questioning them about? The Zman? They signed it. Whatever deed is there, they signed it. There's nothing to question them about. There's no Jewish and Chakira. What do you have in Jewish and Chakira? What date? It says right there what date. What kind of Jewish and Chakira? The whole thing, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. The Lord Yehuda says a different question. He says there's no such thing as Eidim Zoman by a get. There's no Kasher Zaman. What? Two Eidim are going to come and say, no, you were really with us in Chicago. So therefore what? And then those two Eidim are found to be liars. So what are we going to do to them? Make them stay married? What do they want to do here? They wanted the get not to be a get. They really should be married. So what kind of kasha zamam is there? The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Right? Normally you have a case. They want somebody to pay money, to get malchus, to get misa. So kasha zamam will do what they want to do here. They want to make a get into a get. Right? They're going to have questions on the get. So therefore what? The guy's going to remain married. What kind of kasha zamam is that? So for all these reasons, but that's not what he wanted to do. Just the opposite. Oh, to support his wife. That's not what his goal was. But okay, I hear you. But you know what the thing says? That's like a really weak reason. Okay, next. My time a little Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish want to hold like Rabbi Yochanan? That say what? Rabbi Yochanan said it's because the wife is going to be an adulterer. So why didn't he hold from that reason? So Amalach, his answer is Nah, Znus lo shchicha. Come on, Znus is not shchiach. Therefore, I'm not going to be gozer zman on a get for a lo shchiach case. Tosfos asks, how could you say Znus is lo shchiach? Isn't that why the Chachama made a takana that you have to get married on Wednesdays? So that if any funny business went on and on the wedding night, he comes to bed on Thursday morning. What? Someone says that. One second. Isn't that? What do you mean lo shchiach? It's very shchiach. We have a whole first paragraph of Masechta. That's the only makar, by the way, that we have that's known as a shchiach. That on Thursday mornings we make the wedding night so right before Bezin opens the session. So what do you mean it's not shchiach? So there's six answers to this question. Tosfos answers that, you know what's not shchiach? To have Eidim and Hasra, that's not shchiach. Who's going to do that? Who's going to let Edom come give Hasra that, by the way, if you are Mazana with this married woman, you're going to get... That's not Shriah. But to have Znus, that is Shriah. That's one answer. Two, second answer also says is that it's true, it's not Shriah. You're right, it's not Shriah. But for the Basula on Wednesday nights, if she was Mazana while they were married, while they were Erisin before Nisuin, that's a problem that's going to haunt him his whole life. Because he really can't stay married to her if she did it baratzon. He can't stay married to her. So for his whole life, that's a problem. So you know what? We'll make a bet. We'll make a Wednesday night. We'll make a takana for the rare case. You're right, it's lo shchiach. But the downside, so bad. The whole life he's stuck, not knowing if he can stay married to her. Here, what's the issue? What's the issue? It's not shchiach. Why should I make a zman on a guest? It's not a shchiach tvin. I should make for Misa's bet tashchiyah. That's Tosa's second answer. Answer number three, the Ramban says that in Ksuvith we're concerned even if there was a rape, but if the husband's a Kohen, he also can't stay married to her. So it's more shchiyah because you got to have more cases. Here, Lamai says Nus is not shchiyah, but since it could even be a rape if it's a Kohen, there's more shchiyah. So therefore, they will go there. Here, there's no reason for Xeris. It's lo shchiyah. That's answer number three. Answer number four of the Ramban. In Ksuvith, what's the downside to having marriages on Wednesday nights? Same marriage on Wednesday nights. If there's a chashash, you go to bed. What's the downside? Big deal. Why not do it? But the wedding halls will know. Wednesday nights is a busy night. What's the downside? Here, there's a tremendous downside. You know what the downside is? We're going to be mavata. We'll get the kosher daraisa because he didn't put a date in it. It's a huge downside. So you know what? For the rare thing that of znus, not doing it. That's answer number five. And the last that's answer number four. I'm sorry. And the Tosfos HaRosh says this is a question. Tosfos HaRosh says that no. Before nisuin, it's shchiyah because the husband's not around. That's why Wednesday night you have to have a wedding on a Wednesday night because Thursday morning you have to go to the bedroom. But once it's nesuin, the husband's around. So how shchiach is it? That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Now, sure, statistically that's debatable, but that's what maybe in those days it was much more hard. It was much harder in those days. It's just a matter of fact, much harder in those days for a woman to get out. The opportunity was much harder. If the husband's away for 2 years on some business trip, it wasn't so hard. But in theory, it's much harder when they marry. Therefore, it's lo shchiach. Before they have nesuin, it's much more shchiach. And the last answer the Tosfos HaRosh says is because for individual women, it's lo shchiach. Yes, it's for individual women, it's lo shchiach. But for the klal of women, when should we have weddings? Let's make it Wednesday nights. Hey, those are the reasons. Okay, now we got to move. We'll finish. Fine. Now, bisman hazeh, why do we put a date on a get? As we said, the Shulchan Aruch said the reason for putting a date on the get is because of the znus reason, because of the achos isha reason. So why do we put a date on the get? There's no mitzvah bez in bizman hazeh. Right? So he says, first of all, the reason he put a date is because we want to make sure there'll be no cheshash on one of those kids on mamzeru. Let's assume she had an affair. And then she got pregnant. So if you don't put a date on the get, those kids are always going to be cheshash mamzeru. Because we don't know when the divorce happened. So we have to date it, even Mizman Hazeh. That's one reason. Second reason is because the husband will give her a get, not date it, right? And then what's she going to say? No, I was a penuria when this happened, when this affair happened. I wasn't married to him anymore. And then he could remarry her, beheter. So the whole thing is a game. I'll give you a divorce. Okay, fine. You had a moment of weakness. That's fine. I forgive you. But I'll give you a divorce. I won't date it. Then what's going to happen? The word will go out that you had this, but you were divorced, and then I'll remarry you. Because if it's baratzon, you're not allowed to stay married to her. You're never allowed to be married to her. So they'll do this whole charade to be able to remarry her. That's the second reason. And Tosfa says, you know why? Because of the Pesach Mikdash comes back. This rule's going to come back. So therefore, we're going to keep the rule now. Because very, very soon, the Pesach Mikdash is going to come back. Therefore, we keep the rule. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, next. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Rish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rish Lakish? What's wrong with the peiros reason? Because kasafer yesh lo bal peiros ashas nasina. What do you mean? When he gives her the get, that's it. Whenever he hands her the get, that's the date that the peiros no longer belong to him. This answer is so strong, that's why the Rambam paskins that this is not a reason. What do you mean? We're not going to know when he's entitled to the... When did he give her the get? It's very simple. Whenever it was, that's it, it's over. And she goes to Bezin and says, by the way, he gave me the get on such and such a date. And Bezin will write a shtar that the get was given today. So what do you mean the husband's going to be able to continue to use her stuff? We're not going to know when the divorce happened. Whatever he writes in the get, whatever he hands it to her. Even if it's undated. Fine, it's undated. She'll take the get. By the way, look what I just got today. Rabbi Chanan asked, but don't we have a rule that if anything, that any Tanai bears and that benefits you, you can be mochel it? So according to the reason of Peiros, it's for her benefit. To save her money. So why can't she be mochel it? So Rabbi Chanan says, even if you hold of the reason of Peiros, you must also hold of the other reason. Because if there's no isurim involved, no downside for her, then the takashi could be mochel. So there has to be some downside for her as well. Fine. Rabbi Shlomo le Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, who said that what was Rish Lakish's reason was peiros, mishum hachi kamachshir, Rabbi Shimon. Rish Lakish was peiros, right? Yeah. So according to Rish Lakish, I understand why Rabbi Shimon was machshir a get without his man. Why was he machshir a get without his man? Because he will hold that it's... He will hold... That's what Rav Shimon said, that a get doesn't have to be dated, because he will have a different time when the... Because the peiros, he's only going to hold from peiros. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rav Shimon the Machshir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Shimon allow you not to write his man in a get? What about the issue of... That's what we're going to answer in a minute. But wait a minute, before we get to that, according to Rabbi Shimon, why don't you have to have a zman for Eishas for Bas HaChosa? According to Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara says, you know what? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, no, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, lo kamin. I'm not asking according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds the reason why you don't have to put a zman in a get is because he holds of peiros. And as we said, he holds from that reason. Peiros goes by when it's given over. So there's no issue. Ki kamin aliba derabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, it's a very big issue. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, hanu de'ikah bein Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanan. So there's a difference now between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. El Rish Lakish ma'ikah bein Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanan. What's the difference? If they both hold, it's because of peiros. So the Gemara says, Peiri di mishas ksiva v'ad shas chasim ikah benayu. The difference is, does it go by the shas ksiva or the shas nesina? Right? That's... Chasim, I'm sorry, which is the same thing as the giving. Same thing.
It goes by the
Nesina or by the Chasima? I'm sorry, does it go by the Ksiva or the Nesina, which is the same thing as Chasima? I'm sorry, take it back. Does it go by the Ksiva, the Chasima, or by the giving? That could be a week apart. So what happens during that week? According to Rav Shimon, it belongs to the husband. Why? Because the giving over is the date. But according to the Rabbanan, it goes by the Ksiva, the Nesina. I'm sorry, the Ksiva and the Chasima, which we assume is on the same day. So the Gemara says, Vo'ibcha Shmein and Luhu, but we look the opposite. The Itmar, Nemesai Motzi and Leperos, when do we give out a get? When do we stop the Peros belonging to the husband? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mishas Ksiva, Rish Lakish Omer Mishas Nesina. So the Gemara says, you're right, Epoch, change it around, because according to Rish Lakish, it has to be from, according to Rish Lakish, it has to be from the Shas Kesiva, right? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chasima finds to change it around. One more minute. Amalei Abayeler of Rav Yosef. Wait a minute. Gimel Gittin Psulin. There are three Gittin that are Pusul. V'yimnises. But if she remarries based on that get, Havlad Kosher. The Vlad is kosher. One of them is if a get doesn't have his man. So Mahu Ilu Chacham Betakantim. So what they gain by making his man? Anyway, there's no mamzerim. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, Ahana Dalechachila. The chachila, she can't get married. If she did, the vladim are kosher, but she can't get married. So the Gemara says, Gzayil l'zman didei v'yohav v'nahali mai. So what if he writes the zman in a get and then cuts it out? You hear this? I'll cut it out. Take scissors and cut it out. So the Gemara, Amaleilu, Amaleilu Chashinon. No, we're not choshish for such a liar. You know, behind the scenes to try to save your brother's sister, your brother's daughter, that's fine. But one more line, Kasev Bo, what if you wrote Shavua, Shana, Chodesh, or Shabbos? You didn't write the date, but you wrote the Shemitah cycle, or the year, or the month, or the week. My, what's the halacha? Amalei, kosher, it's a good get. Why is it a good get? Uma ho'ilu chachar betakanta, mahan l'shvur dekarei l'shvur debasrei. At least help for that Shemitah cycle. If two of them come and say she had a relationship, well, when did she have a relationship? If it's before the Shemitah cycle, it's fine, you know? So at least we've narrowed it down to a 7-year window. At least. So Gemara says, "Dilo teim hachik." Because if you don't say that, Yom Agufa might miyadei ibitafri ibipanya. Even if the get has a date, Chaf Hey Tamuz, in the morning or at night. What if Adam come and say she had a relationship in the morning and the get was given in the afternoon? We don't know about that, and we still say the get is kosher. Ela liyome the kamei liyome debasrei. The day is the day. Hachanami ahai leshavur lekamei leshavur debasrei. Same thing with the Shemitah cycle. We can't narrow it down to the minute. We don't write the minute on the get. We write down the date. So too, we write down the Shemitah cycle. At least it'll help to narrow it down to 7 years. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.